Razor-sharp commentaries delivered with a purpose. You found the Killer Bees on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham.
Let's go out to the HRMP guest line. Basketball Hall of Famer Kevin McHale joining us now. We'll get to the Billy Wagner hot baseball take at 1:15. Coach, thanks for taking a few minutes joining us. One of the conversations we've talked about quite a bit, Eric Gordon.
Before we get any nuts and bolts all basketball, he tells me yesterday he's good to go.
Yeah.
We call, he doesn't answer. I call again, and his beautiful wife, Lynn, answers the phone. We're having a conversation. She goes, are you sure you want me to get him? He's sunning. I said, I'm sorry, what? She said,
Hold on. Sunning, I'm watching my grandchildren. Those are watching the pool. I am actually the water watcher right now. So the grandkids are swimming, and I'm out here being on patrol. So I'm doing my duty. Okay.
She says to me, I don't know. He's got to fit into a tan at some point because we've got, you know, things to do later. I go, he better not fit into a Speedo for one. And when you talk Kevin McHale and ex Celtic, nothing says you're never going to get tan more in my lifetime.
Okay, no Speedo, buddy. Old saggy.
Save the banana hammock for someone else, Coach.
Yeah, exactly.
Kevin McHale, stunning tan and all, joining us on the Killer Bees, ESPN 97.5, ESPN 92.5, or just being your grandpa, whatever the case may be. Eric Gordon, a name that's been circulating in terms of trade rumors around the NBA. There's some belief now the Rockets are more likely to hang on to him past the trade deadline, which is coming up in early February. What do you think the price tag should be for Eric Gordon, where the Rockets would be like, yep, we'll go ahead and do that trade?
No, I think you're just going to have to accept the, someone's going to have to match salaries, and that's one thing. It depends on who you're getting back. You don't want to take anything more than a one-year contract back. And if you can get a team that's a playoff team that's looking for a push, that really needs a shooter, a guy that can score off the bench, and Gordon, and you get a late first-round pick, early second-round pick, I just think you got to do it so the young kids can get more time. And they can start seeing what they got. Eric is not part of the plan going forward with the Rockets, just where they're at age-wise and then what they're trying to accomplish. So, you know, we talked about this last week. I mean, you know, sometimes you say, oh, well, we're going to get a cornerstone player for Woods and Gordon. I don't see it. You know what I mean? You hope that you can get a decent pick out of it, but at a certain point, I think it's really important to get the young guys playing, get that group together, and see kind of what you got. They had a really good run, and Gordon played well for them when they, you know, at times. He always has since he's been there. He's had periods where he's played really well, but been hurt, and it does fluctuate a little bit in his game. But for a playoff team, he makes a lot of sense because he can give you that punch. He's one of those guys that has a 12, 14, 15 point quarter in him at any point in a game, but that's huge for playoff teams. So I just don't see him fitting in Houston. So you kind of, at this point, I think you got to take what you can get a little bit.
All right, Coach, another rumor that's out there now, supposedly a guy you know very well and had to deal with, James Harden, now isn't happy in Brooklyn. He could get into free agency in the offseason. Everybody's looking for where would he find a home. Remarkably, I went off the other day because Rockets fans were contemplating taking him back, which would be a nightmare. But where do you see him possibly ending up? And you know the guy loves attention. Are you like me? I said, I don't know that this guy as the lead dog is ever going to win a championship.
No, I don't think he can be your number one player and win a championship. I mean, especially at the age he's at right now. But he can be a co-number one. I mean, look, if they somehow were able to swing a deal and get him in Philly, and he'll allow that if Joel Embiid is hot, that Joel is capable of getting 50 any night. And I will give James credit. You know, last year when they played and KD got hot, he really deferred to KD quite a bit. I just think, I don't think that pairing would have worked 5 years ago. But I think now, I think James hopefully is past, I got to put up these numbers, I've got to do this, I've got to do that. And just it can play with another really, really good player and really help that good player go off and play better. Because he has a tremendous passing, his ability to throw lobs. I mean, hell, Clint Capella was just living off of James driving and throwing it up to him, pick and roll. And, you know, and Dwight had big games when James was throwing the ball. I think he would fit in someplace like that. I, you know what? James is just not going to fit in with a lot of teams in this league, just where he's at, how much he needs the ball, and kind of just, Brooklyn's got to be in a situation where they're thinking, you know, okay, Kyrie may square away this whole vaccine thing. He might be able to play home games later, but if not, he's definitely going to play road games. We'll get KD back. I know he's hurt. I know he's got some stuff. But if everybody's healthy, they got to think they have a chance to make a run at a championship. The last thing you need, all these rumors circulating around one of your top players not being happy and not liking Steve Nash, not liking rotations, and all that stuff, and that just takes away from the team so much. It just it bothers someone. I see top players do that. You only have so many chances in a championship. And then what happens when you're a multi-year all-star like James is, MVP of the league, and you don't win, you fall right into the category of one of the most disappointing players to play in the NBA and not have a championship. Who wants that title?
Kevin McHale joining us on the HR&P guest line. And, Kevin, that's what I was going to ask you. You've been in those locker rooms. You've seen the turmoil and the drama, the different stops that you've had. What does that do for the locker room? Just whenever the smallest rumors start to circulate, what does that do within the walls?
It irritates people. I mean, you get guys that are, I would say most NBA locker rooms are filled with guys who truly do want to win. Because I think they understand. There's so many role players out there that think, man, my whole NBA career will be, you know, players 4 through 9, 10 the roster, 3 through 9, 10 the roster. If I can win a championship, this would be an unbelievable. I mean, that's just icing on the cake. And they really want it. And they go there, and boy, when your top guys start acting up, and you really, there's not a lot you can say in the paper, but in the locker room, I've been in locker rooms where, you know, guys that you'd be very surprised actually get very upset and look at the top players and say, quit being selfish, get your head out of your rear end, and this is about us, this is not about you. And, you know, that's how a lot of the guys feel, and they're unfortunately, we've just given the top guys so much money, an unbelievable platform for just, you know, they can't be wrong. And if anybody says anything bad about them, you know, the coach is a bad guy. It's really sad that some of the top guys have a hard time saying, yeah, I'm the leader of this team. If things don't go well, it's on me. It's not on the eighth man. It's on me to make this thing work. And that's just divisive, and you really don't want that in your locker room. I feel bad for, you know, Nash, because he's trying to get something accomplished there. He's trying to do something special. A lot of injuries, a lot of different things. The last thing you need is that junk of, well, I'm not happy here.
Well, and he's already got one guy that's like that. That's the bigger issue. Now you got two of your best three players have some kind of issue, and that's just a distraction. Speaking of that, what you were just talking about, and the unheard of scenario where, because you want to be a player's general manager, you're not playing a guy who's completely healthy, making $40-plus million a year in John Wall. There's now rumors the Lakers are interested. The Clippers only if there would be a buyout. He's not looking at a buyout. How do you amend that situation the right way? You don't want him to just get paid for 2 years and walk. You'd like to get something for him. They're saying, you know, with the Lakers, Russ would come back. He refuses to play for Stone. They'd have to cut him. But if they got Horton Tucker and or a pick, that it might make sense. I would think at a certain point, one, getting him off the payroll, and then two, trying to get an asset or two before he just walks would be the ideal situation for the Rockets.
Yeah, I agree. I think this thing has honestly been handled really poorly. I just don't think you can say, we're going to pay a guy, he's going to stay home, he may show up at practice, but not practice, but he may show up around the facility, and we're just both going to agree not to play until we move him. Ah, wow. I mean, you know, somebody there must have said, what happens if this extends into February? Somebody must have said, there's a worst-case scenario for everything. Someone must have said, what are we going to do if it's February and we're getting around the trade deadline and we don't do anything? I just think it should have been, hey, you got to come here, you got to play, you got to be part of the team, you know, we're going to fit you in, maybe. You know, Coach Silas says, I'm not starting you, whatever, I'm coming, bringing you in a second, something. But he's got to be there, because if you're a opposing GM or president of basketball operations in the league, and you're looking at a guy at his stage of his career, and John Wall, willing to just kind of sit out and not play, that there's red flags on that. Same thing with Simmons. I mean, I just don't understand that. And you know, you have a your career is a finite amount of years, and you just can't afford to sit one out. So, yeah, I'm with you. I think they've kind of mishandled this thing. I think they've got to find a way to get him off the books. Get an asset for him. Get a late first round pick. Get a second round pick. Get something. But they've got to move on because maybe to the Rockets' credit, I think you got to say this. I haven't heard a lot about that nationally, to be truthful, about John Wall anymore. It was for a while. That seemed to have died down. I mean, actually, when you brought it up to me, I forgot it. Oh, that's right. They're just paying him to sit. And so I think nationally the story's gone away, but they do need to get something for him.
Well, Coach, you know, we've been talking about coaching trees because of the fact that the Texans are still looking for their second coach in 2 years, and we've gone from the Walsh tree to other trees, Belichick tree. How about the McHale tree and how proud you are of the fact that your guy you groomed in J.B. Bickerstaff, the job he's doing in Cleveland, your guy that you had in Chris Finch, really turning the Timberwolves around and getting them going in a positive direction, and your assistant in Kelvin Sampson doing what he's doing at the University of Houston.
Yeah, Kelvin's done a great job there. I mean, he's really, his teams play hard. I was talking to a guy, just an NBA scout who went to one of their practices and said, Kelvin holds old-time 1990-type college practices. I mean, they get after it. They said, he called me afterwards and said, holy cow. I mean, these guys get after it. And so I'm really happy for Kelvin. He's building a program on just kind of blue-collar, tough, hard-nosed, all the stuff that he kind of represented. So that's fantastic for him. JB couldn't be happier for him in Cleveland. He's out there, and he's got a good friend of mine that I drafted years ago, and Kevin Love. And Kevin coming off the bench, really, really content to take a role there. Made a bunch of threes the other night as they beat Milwaukee, and just played well. And Chris Finch is really doing a tremendous job with the Timberwolves. I think he's really a creative offensive mind, and I don't think he's got their offense where he wants it to. But defensively wise, they're jamming the ball. They're really sucking over from the weak side. They're going for steals. They're really aggressive. The offensive rebound. They do a lot of little things that keep them in games. And their roster, has got some. Karl Anthony Towns, who's an All Star, and Edwards is a rising young player. D'Angelo Russell. And then they have a whole slew of role players who really play well for him. So I couldn't be happier for those guys. And just good for them. They're good, really good people. And just happy that they're having the success they're having. And by the way, the Vikings are looking for a new coach too. And that Green Bay game, I know that you had to take a lot of trash for that Green Bay game, but that was how do you you don't give up a defensive touchdown, you do all that, and you lose the game. Amazing.
There's three phases to the game, Coach, and one of them was completely ignored all year. Why would it change in the playoffs?
Well, there you go. I guess that sums it right up.
Yep. I got to deflect it as quickly as possible and move on because I don't want to dwell on it.
Well, Coach, love on those grandkids. Thanks for spending a few minutes, and we'll catch up again next week.
Keep the shirt on.
All right, you guys. Sure will, guys. Take care.
Kevin McHale, Pro Basketball Hall of Famer and a former head coach of the Houston Rockets. 713-780-ESPN. When we return, Nick Caserio had a better draft in year one than anyone not named Bill Belichick. We explain, and is it promising? Next, Killer Bees, ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Administration of employee benefits is a hassle. Let HRNP eliminate those burdens and save you money. Visit HRP.net today.